When it comes to the choice of presents, there is a strong possibility of choosing and buying the wrong thing for the wrong person. You may think that introducing your children to computers at an early age is an excellent way of making learning fun and of broadening their world. Their response, however, may be, "But I wanted a doll and a wooden mouse, or a teddy bear and some marbles to play with." It is not surprising that parents, relatives, or friends would want to continue the pleasure they had when they first read, for example, the story of the Little Red Riding Hood by introducing it to the children of their environment. The opening sentence, "Once upon a time there was a little girl," can be easily remembered, immediately captivates the reader, and is timeless. Who does not know the story of the little girl, her grandmother, the wolf and the hunter, and wouldn't want at moments of relaxation to hear a similar story? You may also think it's a good idea to surprise people with presents. Here is the story of a lady who received a present she did not want. "My husband is a great one for surprise presents. The worst time was when he told me that he had a present, which he had to give me on Christmas Eve. The present couldn't wait till the next day. I became a bit suspicious. We were at a friend's house. I told him that if it was a pet, I couldn't find the time to look after it. My husband looked uneasy and said he was sure I'd love his present. Of course, it was a pet, a little kitten. I finally grew to love the animal, but I think it's not a good idea to give pets as presents, unless you are sure they are wanted."